So here we are, midweek, midday, in the middle of this moment. So, there's a way that time flows and it's real, and there's a way that time is completely illusory and ephemeral, because we're always only ever here. And the beauty of this practice and this opportunity to gather is we get to deeply remember presence. And so I invite you to gift yourself a slow settling into this moment. Some gentle micro movement in the body to help you land. Perhaps the supportive simplification of softening the gaze or closing the eyes. And sometimes we close the eyes and open them again and then close them again. So there's this process of meeting the moment. Softening into arrival. In a way that allows it to be more full-bodied. A more comprehensive connection. With what's unfolding. Perhaps a few slightly deeper breaths. Letting the familiar rhythm of the breath also be a support for arriving. Noticing how the inhalation refreshes and replenishes. And how the exhalation offers an opportunity for letting go. For beginning to release and relax. In body and mind. And in gathering our awareness to the breath in this way, it's not that we're ignoring or pushing aside the rest of our life or experience, but we're allowing everything else to be on the periphery. Past and future. As we bring the warm sunbeam of our awareness to the breath as a portal into presence. As you rest with the breath, you might notice what's just outside the breath, the immediate, sort of intimate periphery, feeling into the body as a whole, sitting here. Feeling the points of contact where your body is met and supported by a surface. Letting the body, felt sense of the body, support a deeper arrival into the moment. Allowing the body to rest into the support that's being offered. Relaxing into the steadiness and stability of gravity. inviting the knots of tension in the body to perhaps loosen or lengthen. Letting go of any extra efforting in the body, just for now. And as you come to inhabit this moment, this body more fully, perhaps tuning in to what might be expressing in the body, often in the body we can experience or sense the state of the mind or the quality of heart that's present. A sensation, a pocket of tension, or a contraction may reveal tenderness, a heartbreak. A frustration. Or an agitation of mind. Likewise, a sense of peace. Or gratitude. Or an ease of mind might be reflected by an ease in the body. Buddha said the whole of the Dharma, all of the teachings can be found in this fathom-long body. So you might just bring your loving, interested awareness moment by moment in our remaining time to listening in, to reading, the book of your own heart and mind. Through this body, through this lived experience that's right here. as we come to the final minutes of our practice today. Feeling this breath, this body, recognizing the goodness that comes from clearly knowing this heart and mind right here, how this clear seeing helps cut through the energies of greed and hatred and confusion and delusion, allowing you to move through the world in a way that can better support the well-being, the safety, and the freedom of all beings. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings know peace, freedom, and love. May it be so. Lovely to be back with you after a pause for a retreat, and I was thinking I might begin a new topic today, but I find my heart feeling quite impacted by what happened in Texas. And as I've just been sitting with folks, it feels perhaps more what today calls for is just an acknowledgement of the response of these hearts that we cultivate in this practice, this practice tends to move us in a direction that really recognizes the ways that we're all connected, so that when there's harm in the field, it's not just harm that's somewhere out there. It's like we feel it. And it's like all children of the world are part of our family, or all families are part of our heart. And so this grief, which is just the latest in a string of griefs, you know, and this practice, I think of some of the terrain that we've covered, you know, the Brahmaviharas, the four boundless qualities. There's is another name for them, you know, the boundless qualities. There's a chant that my brain can remember it in this moment. It's like, you know, exalted, immeasurable, you know, that there's no limit to the cultivation capacity of kindness, compassion, joy, equanimity. And yet, these are the moments, right, where we hit what feels like the boundary of what our hearts can hold sometimes. You know, often what our hearts feel is a sense of horror or heartbreak or sometimes hopelessness or helplessness. And often in the mix, especially in a heart that's been training, that's what we do, right? It's like going to the gym and lifting weights, right? Where there's a strength that builds. And when we practice in this way, we're strengthening the heart and we're conditioning a wise, flexible, responsive heart. So that when that heart, you know, when this heart encounters suffering, we're increasing the capacity, the chance that what arises is compassion. You know, compassion, that quivering of the heart, that capacity to be with suffering. Sometimes it's translated as to suffer with compassion, right? Compassion. And I actually really, somebody just shared again, you know, they had heard this distinction, and I was like, yes, I think it's more helpful to think of not suffering with, but being with compassion, you know, not turning away, not fleeing, but opening the heart with love, really with love. And there's often that impulse, that call in some way to action to be a support or to do something. And sometimes all we can do is send love, you know, from where we're positioned in the world. And that's no small thing, you know, to really honor that. Sometimes we, I think, minimize or write off the power of what bringing kindness, love into the field, you know, can do. And but people feel it, right? People feel it in immeasurable ways. I think I read this story recently. It was sort of a sweet one about metta practice, and I don't remember where I came across it, but someone was describing, you know, having traveled internationally, and they were in like these long lines at customs in, you know, Malaysia, I think it was, and they were tired and grumpy, and it was slow, and so they were a practitioner, and they started reciting silently metta for all the people around them, and you know, and there was a bit of a lightening in their heart, and you know, they were getting closer, and they approached, you know, that what looked like the really grumpy, weary customs agent, and finally it's their turn, and there's their passport, and they get their stamp, and then the agent looks up and just says, breaks into this smile and says, "You have a beautiful smile. It's like, have a wonderful, you know, trip. Welcome to Malaysia." And, you know, they walk through customs, and there was this sense of like, wow, this metta stuff really works. You know, it's like when we're in that orientation, it makes a difference. It makes a difference, these beautiful hearts. So to just honor, you know, to just honor and appreciate these wise hearts that we've been cultivating. And then maybe the other piece that I've been reflecting on too, of, and I don't know if we've spoken as much about it, and maybe this is something we'll explore a little bit at some point, is one of the other practices in this, in the Buddhist tradition, but you can bring it into, you know, a more secular realm too. There's this beautiful concept of taking refuge. You know, where do we take refuge? And in Buddhism, they talk about the triple jewel. And the triple jewel is the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And, you know, some people hold that in the literal way as the literal Buddha, and yet it's also often held as, you know, we're taking refuge in what's sometimes known as Buddha nature, like the goodness of the heart and all hearts, this heart, like really tapping into that. And Dharma is sometimes, you know, the literal teachings of the Buddha or this tradition, but Dharma is also the teaching of, it's like this. It's the teaching of every moment and like what's here, what we just did in our practice. You know, this, reading the book of the mind and the heart. One of my teachers, Kitty Sorrow, sat with Ajahn Chah, famous Thai teacher. Ajahn Chah used to talk about, you know, studying the book of the heart. It's like, that's really our practice. It's right here. It's not out there. It's not in these big, thick books. It's like the teaching that's like in our own hearts and minds, accessible in every moment. And then the Sangha, you know, community, this sense of a collective, whether it's the three of us here or the 10 of us that sometimes gather or the other beings that are in your life, and then the larger web that there are at this very moment around the globe, people who gathered to meditate at this exact same time. You know, and are doing it around the clock in their own time zones. You know, there are people that are cultivating wholesomeness, that are cultivating their hearts and minds in a way to move through the world that minimizes harm, holds those values of non-harming. And when it encounters the impact of harm, like something tragic that happens, there's all these beings around the globe, this Sangha, this community, that are cultivating the courage to open the compassionate heart to the suffering of the world, and in their own ways, in their own circles, to act in ways to perhaps counter that. So, I guess for me, that's what's been alive in the last 24 hours, is just how do we, how do we face, like, oh, one more tragic, devastating example of humanity in its most challenged state, you know, when those energies of greed, aversion, hatred, confusion, and delusion are the momentum moving through. And so really taking refuge in the wise heart and in the collective wise heart. Because that, too, is our humanity. You know, it's easy to focus in and so to widen the view and to rest into the support that's available. Just like gravity, just like in our practice today when we rested into the steadiness of gravity, we rest into the steadiness of the goodness, the wise teaching of our own heart, and the support of like-minded, like-hearted friends. So I'll pause here and offer just a little space and see what arises.